And there are two items on consent. I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, and so our calendar for 2025. Man, we have hard times usually at our regular meeting setting our schedule for the next couple weeks. And here we go for that once a year time when we do it for a year. But I said this last time, I'm going to say it again. And kudos to staff, and I think especially Pamela, for starting this out so early that a couple weeks ago we already had a draft. I think it must be at least a week since we got a new draft. I think I can clarify all the changes that were on there from one that we had a couple weeks ago. We added the weekly legislative discussions every Friday through May 2nd. We added the early March legislative recess days, that Monday and Tuesday. And I think even pointed out the Friday before that there's a good chance they might be. And added what is for now set to be the 80th legislative day. But keep in mind, if they don't gavel in for a day or something, that changes. But at this point, what is scheduled to be the 80th legislative day was added. And then for a number of years, we have held kind of a chili cook-off staff kind of thing. And we had neglected to talk about that, or I had neglected to bring it up so we could talk about it. And so I took the liberty of making a suggested day of Friday, February 28th. And kind of the reason I chose that, Fridays, oftentimes legislators kind of cram more of their work into the morning and get going for their weekends. And so I think we get less people coming up and wanting to see someone specific from staff about something that they're doing down there. And also with it being crossover, I think all the more chance that that's a day where, you know, we won't have a lot of traffic up here. And so I thought that was a good day. But all just suggestions. You've had it for, I think, close to a week now. And one other thing. So I'll throw all these things out for discussion or any other topics that anyone else has found. Because of the portfolio item, the Falkirk Mine issue that we couldn't finish today, we have a work session scheduled on a rate case for Friday morning. On that work session, I was going to ask whether there was any possibility we could start it just a little earlier. I have another thing scheduled for off-site at 11:30, but if that work session doesn't take too long, I probably can make it. But there's also the possibility that we end up having to have a special meeting to do that mine thing. Maybe OSM won't have that answer back for us in any event. And so the other thing I'm going to be asking for is if we could schedule a meeting in for January 30th or January 31st. Okay, so that's another thing. Now, the last thing I'll bring up. December 30th or 31st. I'm sorry. Good catch. The last thing along the way since our last meeting, Steve mentioned someone having a potential conflict on the week of the 22nd for that meeting. And so...
No, that's cleared up now.
That's cleared up? Okay, then I'll stop right there. That was all the things that I know of at issue here. But so anything on the calendar itself, for this Friday, for the 30th or 31st of December, or anything else you guys wanted to talk about?
I like that you scheduled the chili cook-up on a Friday. There's a chance I might be able to make it. could bring a new batch of Norwegian chili.
We'd be looking forward to that.
Or maybe German chili, a.k.a. Nafla soup.
Yeah. I know December 31st, if we had a meeting, I would ask for it the afternoon because I have commitments in the morning.
Would the 30th work better?
Yes, except from 1 to 2. Otherwise, I'm open. And then just I would ask to, not December 31st. The 30th works fine for me.
I'm not sure if we'd have any staff people that maybe have some kind of New Year's things that they want to take a half a day or something for on that Tuesday. So I was thinking of trying to avoid the afternoon for staff's sake. But if the morning of the 30th works
yes,
for you, how would that
perfectly
work for you, Julie?
That's probably the best for me, too. Just checking here, I think.
And you're talking for the mine.
Well, for the mine, I don't know if the rate case will be done, but presumably that is a possibility.
Yeah,
we're working the 30th very morning would be good.
We're working very hard. We're just waiting for some additional information, so.
Yeah. And, you know, who knows, probably a couple other wrap up. I mean, maybe some smaller things if we can have them ready by then. But certainly those would be the two big things
yep.
if we're not able to do the mine on Friday. So the morning of the 30th is, you want to start at 9, 10, what do you? I'm pretty flexible on it, so give me a time.
I'm 9.
I'll be Eastern time, so I'm an hour later there. So, yeah, if you guys are up for 9, I'd love that.
Well, would you rather have it 8 our time, 9
no,
your time?
No, that's too early for staff. I think
okay.
9 would be best.
Okay.
Okay, so 9 o'clock on Monday, December 30th. And does anyone have a conflict if we started our work session and possibly a business meeting if we need to on that mine issue? Because I don't know if they run into
on Friday.
Any conflict if we wait until the 30th.
Oh, sure.
So if we do need to add that in, is 10 o'clock the best starting point, or is there any flexibility to start that at 9:30 or something?
I thought we were starting at 10.
We are. I'm asking if
the earliest. I have a meeting from 9 to 9:30 that morning.
Here.
Yep. So we could start at 9:30.
Would 9:30 work?
Yep. I will just.
That would help me out.
Yep.
I'm available too. Anytime I could start earlier. 9:30 works great.
You're not going to fly back on the 30th just for a meeting?
What? That's the beauty of technology.
Okay, so we've got the meeting on the 30th. And we will start our work session, because that we can go ahead and schedule. So set that at 9:30. And then along the way, if we need to add a business meeting, we will. Do I have your okay to add that at the end of the work session?
Yeah, and the business meeting would be?
Would be if we need to deal with
taking
the Falkirk
business.
Mine.
Okay, plan. Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
The terminology for what.
And then you said that neither of you have any conflict on the 20th. Well, I guess you don't. So you don't have any conflict on the 22nd. So that is.
No, that
okay.
I declined.
And so then it's this calendar as a whole with those additions that I mentioned for the legislative discussions and the chili cook-off. Were there any other things that I didn't bring up that we should alter? Because I would really like to get this done today as opposed to waiting until the 30th, because all these things have to be separately registered with the Secretary of State. This is a big staff time thing. Wait until the last day.
I have no problem with the meetings and everything presented. mine is more personal, and it's back in September, and we can look at that as it gets closer. It's a staff function.
Okay.
On appropriate date, yeah. So other than that, I have no concerns.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve these, I presume? No?
I don't think you have to. It's scheduling.
Okay. So as sent out here,
Direct staff to enter it as is.
That will be our meeting schedule. And
good job.
We'll move forth into 2025 after we get done with our work session and special meeting. Anything else on scheduling that anyone wants to add? If not, we are adjourned. Thank you.